It's a great day, isn't it? Good. Today, I want to talk to you about the message of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. The message of Jesus has given us new life, and the message of Jesus has given us eternal life. Let us pray. If anyone is in the Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Heavenly Father, thank you for your presence. Anoint me with your grace and power, so that I can preach your message with boldness and authority. Grant, Lord, that the Holy Spirit may pervade me, so that I can become a true mediator of your word. But give to us his hearers a good spirit, so that we may really hear your word. Thank you, Father, we pray in your name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In August 2014, I was invited by a church in Malaysia. The church had a center. The center was used for those who were addicted to drugs and gambling. The director told me that many of those in the center were stressed, frustrated, because they were addicted to drugs and gambling. The director told me that most of them were highly educated and they had nice jobs. But sadly, they lost their health and they lost their jobs and they lost their family members. We did not understand why they were addicted. They spent much time to be healed. They met with many medical doctors and they met with counselors and specialists, but they were not healed. One night, I was invited to preach for them. Oftentimes when I do preach in the church, I just to spend about 20 minutes or 25 minutes. But on that night, I was preaching about for 15 minutes. It was great service. After I was preaching, there were about 50 people were sitting down there, and 6 people came up to me. And they decided to give their lives to Jesus Christ. I want to ask you, who changed them and who healed them? Money? Medical doctors? Specialists? No. Only Jesus Christ changed them. Only Jesus healed their lives. And Jesus says that, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Only Jesus can do it. Only Jesus can change your lives. For the past 3 weeks, we have been learning about the message of Jesus Christ, the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For the past 2,000 years, the message of Jesus Christ has changed many people's lives. The message of Jesus is still changing many people here in this world. But when you look at the ministry of Jesus Christ, we are still wondering. Why? Because Jesus just started with 12 disciples. The message was proclaimed to Jerusalem. The message was proclaimed to Judea and Samaria. The message has been proclaimed to many countries here today. Do you know how many people living here in this world? According to statistics, there are about 7.2 billion people living here in this world. Among those, 4.2 2 billion people have heard about the message of Jesus Christ. Many of them are the believers of Jesus Christ. That's a miracle. Do you think that is a miracle? Now turn and talk to your neighbors. You are the miracle of God. Talk to your neighbors. You are the miracle of God. Yes. That's right. We are all the miracle of God. Turn to the next page, please. And Jesus says, Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation. There's no sins who are in the Christ Jesus. We are to be in the Christ. We should be in the Christ at all times. What does that mean? While I was studying Bible and theology at the Ladle College, Henderson in New Zealand, it was about 12 years ago, my neighbor kept a rabbit. And the rabbit lived in a cage. One day, the rabbit wanted a freedom. And it went out. Just a few minutes later, the rabbit was attacked by fierce cats and was severely injured. My friend, the owner of the rabbit, found the rabbit and looked after it. A few days later, the rabbit was recovered and again tried to get out. And yet, there were still fierce cats. We can be likened to the rabbit in the cage. In the cage, we are nurtured, we are looked after by our Lord, Jesus. But sometimes we think that, I want freedom, I want to get out. Remember that the fierce cats, a devil, are waiting for you. They are attacking you. Stay in the Christ. Our Lord will care for us. Last Sunday, I was preaching about the message of Jesus Christ. Oh, you are not here. I was preaching at the Epsom Church. The message was the importance of resurrection. The importance of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Sadly, many Corinthians did not believe in Jesus Christ. They did not believe the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Paul was stressful. How can I preach the gospel to those people? Paul says in verse 35, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they have? And Paul says in verse 17, without resurrection, your faith is useless, and you are still living in your sins. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you will not be saved. You need to believe and accept Jesus as your personal Savior and the Lord. But sadly, they still did not believe. And Paul said in verse 36, don't be foolish. A seed must die before it can sprout from the ground. The seed should die to produce much fruit. And we should die. To get a new life, we should die to get our eternal life. The book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20 says, I have died, but Christ lives in me. And now I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave His life for me. Our sins, our anxieties, worries have died with Jesus, but the Christ lives in us. That is why we are given a new life. That is why we are given eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says in verse 42, these bodies will die, but the bodies that are raised will live forever. This means that our physical bodies will die, but our physical bodies will be transformed to spiritual bodies. These will live forever. About 20 years ago, one of the great and famous Buddhist monks in Korea died. Before he died, he said in his last words, I want to read it to you. Not in Korean, in English. I translated before I came here. You don't have to worry. I am not worthy to pay back sins because my sins are higher than mountains and deeper than seas. I preached the message of Buddha for 80 years, but it is meaningless. He said, no one can be saved. No one can forgive sins. I separated from my daughter for 58 years and only met with her again just before I die. I'm sorry for my daughter, Pilha. It was a bad decision for me to take in this world. I might be going to hell. His name is Song Chul. He was respected as one of the famous Buddhist monks. But he was not quite sure what is going to happen. He had no confidence what will be doing after death. He had no confidence who will he be doing after death. But for us, we believers, we know what will happen. Our Lord Jesus says in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son. Whoever believes in Him should not die but have eternal life. Once we believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we will not die. We will be given new life. We will be given eternal life. That is a powerful message. That is a wonderful message, isn't it? But sadly, Corinthians did not believe the powerful message. And Paul was stressed. And he said in verse 43, these ugly and weak bodies will become beautiful and strong. These bodies will become beautiful and strong. When I was a young man in South Korea, I was discouraged with my body. I thought that I was skinny. I was not healthy. My body looked ugly. At the time, I should have read this verse. I should have meditated on this verse. My body will be changed. My body will become strong and beautiful. The Bible says, you don't have to worry about your bodies. You don't have to worry about your physical appearance. You don't have to worry about everything here in this world. Then our Lord will care for each one of us. Verse 44 says, our physical bodies will be changed into spiritual bodies. In 1994, the president of North Korea, named Kim Il-sung, died. He was grandfather of the present leader, Kim Jong-un. At the time, I was afraid. Do you know why? I was in the army. I thought that the war might have happened. While Kim Il-sung was alive, he would often receive blood transfusion from young people. But still, he died. He could not escape death. Many famous doctors could not keep him alive. He needed the blood of Jesus Christ. We need the blood of Jesus Christ. First Peter chapter 1 verse 19 says, you were rescued by the precious blood of Christ. You were rescued. You were saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. We can be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Before I moved to this country, I read a story from a pastor in Korea. The pastor visited a prison to talk about Jesus. In the prison, there was a man who was in prison for a long time. The pastor came and talked to him. Believe in Jesus Christ. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you and your household will be saved. And this man and came to the pastor. I'm sorry, I cannot believe in Jesus because I killed many people. I'm still a sinful man. My blood is contaminated with sins. The pastor talked to him. Yes, you are a sinful man. That is why you need the blood of Jesus Christ. You need to receive blood transfusion from Jesus Christ. And you will be healed. And you will be saved. The message touched his heart. And the man decided to give his life to Jesus. Still, our Lord says that the blood of Jesus Christ will save each one of us. But we are wondering why many people are sinning against God. The Bible said the sin came into the world through one man named Adam. But the life came into the world through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 45 says, the first man, Adam, was a living person. But Jesus, the last Adam, is a life-giving spirit. What does that mean? The Bible says Adam is a living person. But Jesus is a life-giving spirit. The living body originally comes from the Greek word. In the Greek, it says psychikos body. Does mean that our bodies, our physical bodies, will decay and die. But Jesus It's a life-giving spirit. In the Greek word, it says pneumatikos body. Pneumatikos body is a supernatural and glorified body. That body will not decay, will not die. Once we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we will be given new life, and we will be given eternal life. Our physical bodies will be transformed into spiritual bodies and glorified bodies. And verse 50 says, our bodies of flesh and blood will decay. They cannot swell in God's kingdom. This means that our physical bodies will not be accepted into heaven. That is why we need new bodies. We need spiritual bodies. We need glorified bodies. How could it be possible? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, at the resurrection, your bodies will be changed. Your bodies will be transformed to new bodies. And verse 53 says, our dead and decaying bodies will be changed into bodies that will not die or decay. And verse 54 says, the bodies we now have are weak and can die, but they will be changed into bodies that are eternal. The Bible says, our bodies, physical bodies, will be transformed into spiritual bodies. Through our Lord, the Bible says we are given new life. Through our Lord, we are given eternal life. And verse 57 says, if you want to succeed in this world, if you want a better life, now you can come to our Lord. Verse 57 says, but thank God for letting our Lord Jesus Christ give us the victory. A true winner of the marathon is not a person who is winning at the first stage or at the second and the third stage. The person should finish the whole race. He is the true winner. And verse 58 says, stand firm and don't be shaken. Stand firm and don't be shaken. Always keep busy working for the Lord. Our Lord wants us to look forward and not look back. Don't look back. Our Lord said to the Lord's wife, don't look back. Don't look back. But Lord's wife lost her faith and she looked back and she became the pillar of the salt. Our Lord is still talking to each one of us. Don't look back. Don't look back. Stand firm. And don't be shaken. Always keep busy working for the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to save us and give us new life. Through our Lord Jesus, our sins were forgiven. Through our Lord Jesus, we were given eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus, we could come to you. Today, we thank you that you have given us the confidence in God. And we believe that our physical bodies will be transformed to spiritual bodies. That will be our spiritual and glorified body in the heaven. Help us continue to have the same faith. Help us stand firm and keep busy working for our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.